A lot of the unsaid gets said tonight on a Grey's Anatomy recap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's so good, you guys. It's so good. We just needed to take a second to just absorb that song.
So emotional.
Like this episode. Yes.
Episode was super duper emotional. Like I cannot believe it, you guys. Till I Hear From You was the name of the show. And I am Shannon Bobo, filling in a seat for Kelly tonight. She will be back, we promise. She will definitely be back next week. You can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo. I will follow back. And then we have our lovely co-host.
Hey, everybody.
Well.
I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And to my left.
And you can reach me at Lanisha underscore 33.
Yes. You guys.
I know.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Yes. Till I Hear It From You was the name of the episode. And it was very true from the beginning to the very end. A lot of the unsaid had to be known tonight.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Like you said, this is a very emotional episode. And I feel like they haven't had an emotional episode like this in a while. And not only was it an emotional episode writing-wise, but the song choices that they used in this episode, which is why we had to open with that one, because the songs really transport you and they put you in that place.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I love when Shonda Rhimes picks these amazing songs because it really puts you in that emotional setting. And this episode was just loaded with emotions. What do you think,
Yeah, Lanisha? Because like the last few episodes, we've kind of, if it was an emotional episode, it kind of focused on one character or just like a group of characters in that one setting. So we've kind of touched on everybody almost this episode. Yes. So
it's kind of like a coming zooming from in on things, you know, like I just picture it just zooming in on, first of all, I feel like the hiking victims, the clatches, the doctor's clatches, was like almost like a four story of Amelia and Owen of what they could be.
Yeah.
That's the way what they possibly could be.
Yeah.
And that's where at first, like, I was just like, oh, I see where this is going. The minute that we learned that they were doctors and it just kind of meandered through that, you know, going through Maggie and not knowing about her mother's breast cancer and the clatches again. Well, the clatches kind of told the story and Weber, you know, and Eliza, like, you know, just it just kind of we have so much to cover.
Yeah, so much to cover.
There's just so much going on, and we want to hear from you too. We have you guys. So hopefully, you're hanging out with us as well to join in on this discussion because it's because we started off with Maggie being upset with her mom, saying, "Oh, you want basketball boobs, mom?" Like all the hateful and mean things.
Thank you. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like,
oh, yeah. No, okay. I'm so glad that way. Leah, let's talk about that first because that whole storyline with Maggie and her mom, I thought, I could understand when it first happened. Like, she was like, oh, I don't understand why you're getting these big boobs. But now, it's months later. I would think that Maggie, being an adult, being a surgeon...
Yeah, you're 30 years old.
Like, would come around and just want to support your mother. Like, this is her life.
Yeah. How would you feel if your mother was like, I'm getting big boobs?
Now, when she went into all the things like, oh, she wouldn't let me get my ears pierced, or she wouldn't let me do this, and talking about her mother's personality, it's understandable to want to know why she wants to do it. But at the same time, like Amelia said, it's not, she doesn't owe you anything still.
Exactly.
Like, you, okay,
she's
if you,
the mom,
you're
concerned, you're the daughter.
You want to know, exactly. Like, it's her body, it's her right to do. Even though that wasn't the case, which, she doesn't know that yet, you know? It's her choice what she wants to do with her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, when they did bring up her whole past, it was, it kind of is a little hypocritical going off of what Maggie is going on, the details that she has. But at the same time, this is your mother. Like, you don't.
And parents change their mind. We have midlife crisis, like all sorts of things. She's single now.
And on top of that, like, when you're a kid, like, now you're an adult, and your mother is an adult. She can do whatever she wants to do.
Exactly.
And you guys should be able to talk about it. Like, Maggie never really, really talked to her. You know, she kind of talked at her, like, why are you doing this, mom, and blah, blah, blah. She didn't sit down
and,
like,
she was being kind of a spoiled brat.
It was a little disrespectful.
It was very disrespectful. And then she's like, when it finally got known that she has breast cancer, she's like, why did you let me speak to my mom that way? I'm like, why are you speaking to your mother like that anyway?
I literally wrote that down.
Me too. Me too. I was like, why are you talking? You shouldn't be talking to her like that anyway. And then also, Maggie, take responsibility. Like, I felt like she was still pushing it on Jackson, like, why she didn't know and why she reacted the way she she did. It's not Jackson's fault. You're still an adult. And you're still grown.
Maggie's a grown little girl.
Yeah,
she's a grown little girl. That's exactly the perfect way
to describe her. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you guys feel when Diane is her mom's name? Mm-hmm. Finally told her that she actually had breast cancer, and then Maggie just grabbed the file and walked away.
She's still a brat.
Thank you. I was so upset by that because I'm like, your mother is literally about to get a mastectomy tomorrow, and you literally just walked
out. I feel like she has stunted growth. You know what I mean? Like arrested development. So her brain, she's very smart, so she's able to be a doctor, but she's arrested development, not the TV show, but the actual condition is where you, like, you know what I mean? Like you're stunted at growth somehow because she acts so much like a little girl that it's almost annoying.
Right.
Do you think it's because she was adopted when she was a child and then they babied her? Because
I was going to say maybe she was really sheltered.
Yeah. Maybe.
And they were
I mean, we're starting to get a picture of that.
But at the same time, it's still no excuse. You're a 30-year-old surgeon.
Exactly.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, don't speak to your mom that way. Yeah.
No. And I liked her character. I like Maggie's mom's character, Diane. I don't know the actress's name, but I like where her character is going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys felt the same way, but I knew that surgery wasn't going to be that easy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because she's just such a good actress that I'm like, this has to either take a turn for the worst or take a turn for the better.
Yeah, they got to take a full advantage of this amazing actress.
Yes.
You're speaking of her from a different outside Grey's Anatomy,
like
but casting.
About, like,
he's like, no, that's a great actress. Yeah. We can't let her get away.
I'm like, just like we were talking about Jackson's dad episode. Yes. It's, you know, these actors.
He has name recognition. I don't know if he's my favorite actor, though.
Okay, but she is a very good actress.
His sister, on the other hand, is amazing. Julia Roberts.
Julia, that's true.
I'm terrible.
I'm just excited. I'm excited to see where this goes, especially the effect that it's going to have on Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I would like them to dig a little bit deeper into that relationship, so we kind of know exactly how Maggie grew up.
Yes, and where she comes from, and what her psyche is, and why she feels the way she feels, and all the attention that she needs to get, and everything. And Jazz just said the conflicting advice that Meredith and Amelia gave her was based most on what they were going through. True. Mm-hmm. Very true. And speaking of being stubborn, here we are with Miss Amelia. Amelia was being super stubborn. When we were watching, I think we had a little bit of a disagreement
It's always good to have a healthy disagreement.
It's healthy. It's
good. What did you think? What did you think about?
I feel, this is the way I feel about Amelia, especially based on this episode. Again, the mom or the woman, Dr. Klatch, that dichotomy, that relationship reminded me so much of Owen and Amelia. And I just feel like Amelia went into a marriage knowing that this man wants to have kids. That's all he ever talks about. That's all. And she did that knowing that he wants one, and she knows what it does to him. And I don't like the way she threw Christina in his face. I did not like that.
Yeah, I was like,
his relationship with Christina is different than his relationship with Amelia. Those are two separate things. And she went into the relationship knowing, and I feel very strongly about this. Like, as you could tell, I'm like, but I'm like, girl, slow your roll. Like, you know, like what he did with Christina has nothing to do with her, but it is, like, going back into Owen, if we want to dissect Owen, this is a situation that keeps showing up then.
Right. I was
like,
going to say this, the relationships are common denominator.
It's parallel. So. Yeah. It's like, there's always one common denominator in all relationships, but also with Miss Amelia.
See, I do agree with you about the whole Christina thing. I think she did cross the line when she brought that up, because we, as Grey's fans, we all have a very special place for Christina. So don't touch Christina.
I wanted to punch Amelia. She said I wanted to punch Amelia. Me too. It was more like a silent little choke. I just wanted to choke her a little bit. I didn't want to punch her.
But see, here's the thing. I disagree with you about how the Klatches are similar to Owen and Amelia. A, I never liked Owen and Amelia together in the first place.
Okay.
B, the Klatches in this one episode, I felt more connected to as a couple than I have with Amelia and Owen in this entire however long they've been together.
Okay.
So it's hard for me to be, and also it's hard for me to be mad at Amelia, because I, like I said, and I've said this on the show before, I've watched her on Private Practice. I know what she's been through as a character coming into Grey's Anatomy. So I just I sympathize and I empathize with her on a deeper level, especially with her drug addiction and stuff like that. Like, she's come through so much, and I feel like, oh, Owen is really the spoiled one in this.
I don't know, but maybe you need more time to heal or, you know, don't involve yourself.
She shouldn't have gotten married to him.
Yeah, that's so serious to get married to him. You know, like Shannon said, she knew he wanted kids, you know, and you knew you had been through something and you don't want to go through that feeling again. To me, that's selfish. And then you go into a marriage. And then also when she stated, like, you don't get to choose when I can be done or things like that.
Like, she's like, I don't care what you think. Yeah. You don't get to choose the old. That's what she said. I don't. Who says that to their husband? Right. I don't care what you think. I'm like, you guys shouldn't be married.
Right. But and that the fact that you can't talk about it, you just want to pick up and go away and have your time, like, that's not a marriage. That's what happened with Jackson and April. Like, you don't want to talk about it. You just want to pick up and walk away. I'll come back when I'm ready. No, that's not a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I literally wrote girl bye when she said that. I was like, girl bye. Get out of here. Right.
I completely agree with you on the whole Jackson and
April
thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. The female characters in this show tend to just run away from situations.
Yeah.
But they're what Amelia said in that situation was she just needed time and he's suffocating her, which I could understand. But at the same time, I will placate you a little bit, Shannon. She does need to communicate.
Yeah, she's in a marriage.
She just runs up. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
You're in a I mean, it's not when you make a commitment like a marriage is strong. I can't even imagine any other commitment where two willing adults come together and make an agreement to be together. Right. You don't just get to walk off and say, I don't want to talk about things.
Right. Like
you either be in it
and
or not
like
be in it.
Months at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you want to take a day or two. Okay, she's fine. Maybe you let that slide. Yeah. But she's months or weeks or however long it's been.
Again, like Meredith is in a situation where she's dealing with little girls. She has a little girl, Amelia, and a little girl, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that I do want to touch on. That stairwell scene that they had. The stairwell scene when they were in the stairwell.
Okay.
And Amelia had said, when Owen said, I want a family, and Amelia was like, we do have a family. This is a family. You and I are a family. We don't necessarily need a child to make it a whole family. And Owen is playing by these normal rules, as Amelia had called it, and I completely understand what she's saying. You don't necessarily need a traditional family with a child in order to be a family.
She married a man who wanted kids.
Mm-hmm. That's a true statement just in general, but with him specifically, he wants kids though.
But he married a woman who doesn't want kids.
She never said that.
Yeah.
She didn't tell him
that.
And
I feel like, honestly, and if you get married at a certain age, I think that should just be on the table. Like, maybe you should check with the person like, hey, I don't want kids.
The one thing that I do want to bring up is that Meredith, do you guys remember this when Meredith was, when Amelia and Owen got married, it was quite fast.
Yes.
Meredith,
it's way too fast.
And Amelia had this feud because Meredith was like, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah. Like, Meredith tried to be like, you should probably go a little slower about about this process because marriage is pretty deep. Mm-hmm. And then they obviously had a fight and then Meredith was like, I guess I just have to support you because otherwise you're going to cut me out.
I know, she stalled the wedding. She was a runaway bride.
Yeah, she finally came around. But I'm thinking, when is Meredith going to be like, I told you so?
Well, first of all, I haven't even really gotten any indication that Meredith is in that business. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like Amelia is talking to anyone. She's not talking to her husband.
She's not talking to her sisters.
She doesn't talk to her sisters about it. She kind of, I can't think of her name, Dr. Stephanie. She knows about it because she stayed with her, so they had conversations, but she's not talking to anybody about it. She's just bottling up everything inside. Like a scared little girl.
But this is what Amelia does, though. This is her character. She always bottles things up inside. She never really talks to anybody.
And well, I'm just happy that she's not drinking or doing drugs.
But that's what I'm really worried about.
Then if you're a closed-off person, if you still can't be open and you're not ready to be vulnerable, don't get married.
Yeah, don't get married.
That's like, those are the two things you have to be when you get married.
And she was right. She was a mother. When she said that, I said, yes. The minute that you're pregnant, she's a mom. Like, she's experienced.
It could be for 20 years. It could be for 20 minutes. Like,
she was a mother. I like when she said that. I was like, good for her. But I didn't like the way she carried out, the way she spoke to him. Mm-hmm. She cut everybody off. Like Remy Scott just said, she's very selfish. And I think part of, she's a head of neurology. Mm-hmm. Like, part of that selfishness is the reason why she's successful in her business, but in her personal life it's just a mess.
I just disagree with you guys. She's lost her baby, she's lost her brother, she's lost her father, she's lost all of these people as a character.
I know, it's very dramatic.
And it's like, she in herself,
and Meredith has too. And she Meredith is falling apart.
And Meredith is a little closed off too. Don't even play with Shannon, because you know she put rings. She put rings through a round circle. Yes, she has come around, and Amelia has not. But at the same time, Meredith is a little bit more mature than Amelia. And I feel like Amelia has gone through a lot more. Meredith never lost a child. Meredith didn't really lose her father. So, in a tragic way.
No, we can't really compare.
Didn't she lose a child?
No, they
did
divorced.
Any of you guys remember that?
The Meredith old, did.
Well, yeah, but that but was later on. Like, yeah, but not when she was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Meredith didn't lose her father when she was a child. Amelia did. Oh, her did. Father.
Yeah, no, yeah. But you say Meredith didn't lose a baby.
Oh, when she had a miscarriage. Yes. Yeah. But yes, mm-hmm. Okay, that does count. I apologize.
You said, wait, that does count.
I was about to be like, well, the baby wasn't born, but that's...
Well,
that takes away so many, and I don't want to say. So
I guess it's
totally
not really...
That does count.
And it's really not that fair to compare Meredith to Amelia, because they are different beasts.
Of course.
Completely. Okay, so... Okay, I'll stop comparing the two of them, but I'm very upset with Amelia right now, yeah. And someone just said that he should serve her divorce papers.
Well, that's another thing that I kind of wanted to bring up, because Amelia, when Owen was talking to Amelia in the scrub, in the whatever room they were in, and he was like, you need to figure out what you want, because I do. I would have been like, well, what do you want? Let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he knows what he wants and she doesn't, at least let me know.
He wants her.
Does he know? At this point, I don't know. I didn't get that vibe off of him. I got more.
Oh, he wouldn't be fighting with her. Did you hear what Dr. Klatch was saying? The mm-hmm. male Dr. Klatch, when he said, you just have to, when you're staying married with them, just stay married and never, just stay married to her. Like, don't try to have an opinion. He was basically like, just kind of acquiesce. That's the feeling tone I got from it. And yeah. Owen has done that a lot. Mm-hmm. I just think that he just needs to be done with Amelia.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I wouldn't say go all the way, because his answer isn't in Christina, because Christina doesn't. He just needs already. We need a brand new character, yes. and we'll let him marry her, because it's just. I want him to have his baby. Right? I want him to have his baby. Ugh.
You put him through enough, Shonda. I don't know if she'll ever watch this, but
Shonda puts her characters through everything. Every one of her characters goes through everything.
They have like, his happy place.
We wouldn't have anything to talk about if it wasn't so much stuff going on. And so Edwards is upset that the Klatch woman dies, because Amelia and the woman had the conversation. They chose to do the surgery between the two of them. Because that's the reason why I felt like they were kind of like the Klatches. I was like, here's the older Amelia talking to the younger Amelia. And then she ended up not dying. She ended up dying as a result. And Edwards is super upset. And that's when he announces that he's in love with Joe.
DeLuca does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do we think about that?
I knew it was coming. You guys, I called this like 5 episodes ago. I mean, I knew he was in love. We all knew that he was in love with her.
I don't know.
I'm a little surprised.
You working
that
your butt beat though?
I mean, I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised that he told
Edwards
first. Doesn't he have anybody else?
No,
not really. No? Yeah, no.
Who else does he have?
Arizona. They're like roommates. I thought that he would at least invite.
But that kind of happened with that was kind of that made
it
kind of
awkward. Still closer to her than I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of that was a weird choice. And then Edwards was like, "What? Why? Bye. Get out of here."
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, she was like,
"Why did you tell me that?"
Bad timing, right?
And then Edwards is like, why is everybody coming to me with their personal problems? You got Amelia coming to my house eating my yogurt. You have them telling me that he's in love and I'm just trying to cry over a doctor. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that annoyed me a little bit. How did you feel about that, Lanisha? Because
I was like, well, maybe another death and the child she was working with too long, a few episodes ago. I was like, well, maybe that brought something back. Like, she's just not used to losing patients.
But crying right outside the room?
What? I thought it was about love.
But I mean, it's inappropriate, you guys.
It is inappropriate.
You are a surgeon.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just cry outside the room.
Guess what?
What?
Weber was teaching them empathy. And she's starting to find... Remember at first she was like, ooh, a surgery, Now she's having more an attachment to the patient. So maybe this is... Maybe she's developing as a doctor to like have... Like, this isn't just a cadaver. This is an actual person with emotions. And they were married for 60 years. And we thought we were giving them 6 more months. But turns out we gave her 6 more minutes. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Or 6 hours,
whatever
long it was.
I think it was the love, and I also think it was the fact of, like I said, losing another patient, because she was like, well, then why do we do this?
Right.
Like, why
I get all
that.
She's having empathy now.
I get all that. She has the right to her emotions, you guys. I'm just saying, take them somewhere else, because the husband just lost his wife right behind you. Girl. Like, get your life together.
You've known her for 60 minutes. Like, he's known her for 60 years.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I disagree with that. I think it's very sweet that Edwards is finally getting her empathy in, you know, because before it was like, That's what Minnick was like, let's go, next patient. Yeah. Ah. And Weber was like, let's not forget.
Do that, people. Do that again. What is that?
Ah. Minnick with her surgery tools. Let's get him.
I just want to kind of shout out Remy Scott right now, because he said Edwards is going to leave. And I remember we read that whole thing about how this the character of Stephanie is supposed to be. It was a buzz, though.
Buzzing. Yeah. We don't know for sure, but Edwards is on another show or something. The actual one.
Do we think that she is going to leave because she can't handle it? She can.
Oh, damn, did you?
I'm kind of on the same boat with you. I'm like,
Stephanie doesn't do too much for me.
She doesn't. I like her relationship with Amelia because she is very good at neuro, but that's about as far as she goes for me.
Oh, well then there we have it. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Riggs and Meredith.
Yes.
You guys, what did you think of that? Riggs and Meredith.
I'm excited about, I kind of like how, take charge he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of sexy.
I was like, okay, Riggs, you get it.
He can get it, Riggs. Because I didn't find him attractive before that moment. Really? I was like, oh, what's up, Riggs?
I don't know. I've always like, I like them it's together. Right. See, yeah. I think that they would be really good.
On me. I'm really? Accepting it.
I think that they would be a really good couple. I think that he is, especially, you know, after living up to Derek, it's like, it's very hard. So I was surprised to find a male character that I would actually like for Meredith. And he does have that quality for me. And I think that it's good that he's being so forceful, because Meredith is, like they address in the episode, she's very stubborn. So,
I mean, he has to be. He had to be. And persistent. Like,
I like the way she stood up to him and said, what is it? Why should I like you?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with this?
Well, it's funny.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it from your mouth.
It's funny because they always say, practice what you preach. And she literally told her sister, Maggie, like, demand a reason from your mom. And then she went to Riggs and was like, I need a reason to like you.
Yes.
So I love Meredith. I love that. I love that she, practice what she, preaches.
Yeah. I love watching Meredith evolve in this.
I do too.
It's so beautiful to watch her grow.
Yes. I'm excited to see this relationship grow.
Me too, but the monkey wrench is Maggie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Maggie, because remember, she had the crush on Riggs, and now Maggie, bless her mother's heart. We know her mother. It's gonna be a couple of episodes. You could tell the mother.
Yeah.
She even said in this last episode, it's bad. The cancer is really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's gonna be leaning on Meredith for support. And so now the monkey wrench is Meredith may have to go, because she likes Riggs, and that would be awkward. Imagine your sister is going through something emotional, and you're dating the man that she used to have the biggest crush on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to get interesting, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I feel like because Maggie addressed it a couple of episodes ago, and she said, you guys would be good together. You guys remember when she said that? You guys would be good together.
You got to retract my mic. I don't remember that.
I do. It was like in the car or something, and she was like, you guys would be good together, or you guys are good together. Something along those lines. Guys in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you guys know.
But I think that she is coming around.
She'll need to get over Riggs.
See, that's what that, consoling Maggie. Remember, I was like, no, let's rewind that.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, because it's like, we were just talking about that. It's like, okay, so we know that she's opening up to him about her emotions, and it's a man that she used to have a crush on. Very likable.
Yeah, and even if she did say, like, oh, you guys would be cute together, if they have that moment, if Maggie and Riggs have that moment, she may jump on that thinking, it's him being, compassionate towards her may be a good thing.
Yeah.
And she may start to like him again
it's gonna get weird. So, guys,
here's the one thing that annoyed me in this episode with Riggs and Meredith, and you guys know what I'm about to say.
I hear you.
When he was telling her the reason, or the lack of a reason,
this is so
and
funny.
They were in the MRI or the CAT scan or whatever it was, and he was like talking to her through the intercom through the glass. Literally, the door was in the same shot, and the door is open. I was like, you could literally just walk into the room and talk to her. You don't have to talk to her.
It's
dramatic.
It's the voices. It's like, she's hearing all these. I think it's really sexy that he did it that way. You guys are so silly.
It was so cute. You thought it was sexy.
Yes.
I thought it was stupid.
No, I just thought it was for TV.
I mean, yes, I get it was for TV, but at the same time, don't at least close the door. At least let us pretend it's locked or something.
And then,
I don't know.
Like, when he at the end, then Meredith shows up, like, on the other side.
It's like 2 seconds. Right, he, like, looked, and she was gone, and 2 seconds later, she was there. I was like, see how long it took her to walk through the door? That was it. But I liked his little...
That's such a little random pet peeve, but it's okay. We love you. We love you so much for that.
It's my pet peeve. But I did like his little... end monologue, I thought that was cute. And I'm glad that they're finally going to go out to dinner. Like I said, I'm excited to see
that. Well, we can start with dinner. I like that. They're adorable, and I can't wait to see that happen. A lot of exciting stuff.
Let's talk about Weber and Arizona really quick.
Okay, yes.
Because we haven't really touched on them since the last episode when we walked in on her and Minnick.
Bailey.
Bailey
let her have it a little bit.
I was a little surprised at Bailey putting her way into this because Arizona, and I think Arizona knew that she was in the wrong, and that's why she didn't want to tell Bailey in the first place. She knew Bailey was going to be like, yeah, that's worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Bailey was like, well, you made it personal.
Yeah.
You put your lips business. On her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, what we were doing that, was business. But you made it personal. So, yeah. She's like, yes, that's a lot worse than what I did.
I think they can make it through it.
They will.
Well, they will. Like when she finally talked, because in the beginning he was so short with both of them, and then Arizona was like, well, some of that's for me too. But then once they finally talked a little bit, he kind of, said it. Like, he didn't actually say, I feel betrayed, but, we could get that from him.
Yeah.
He felt betrayed, and I can't talk to you about it right now, but we will talk. So that just shows, like, I'm upset with you, but I still love you.
And I'm glad Arizona addressed, like, I didn't expect to feel this way. Like, she never.
Right.
I mean, you don't.
That's honest. Yeah. And then he said, well, he alluded to her being promiscuous.
Right.
Yeah, he was a little mean, and she called him out, and she was like, you don't mean that. And he's like, yes, I do. No, I don't.
He's like, I don't mean that. He didn't mean that. He's like, I know she's a good woman.
Right. He tried to be angry. He tried to be, yes, I do.
I don't mean it.
So let's just go back to Maggie and her mom, Diane, really quick. How would you guys feel if your mother wasn't telling you something as serious as that? Like, what would you guys do? Would you demand a reason, or would you just support her no matter what?
I would support her, but I would kind of sit down and like, okay, what's going on? I'm not gonna lie, I would probably be a little bit of a brat in the beginning and just have a little bit of a back and forth with her, but that's just because that's how I am. Like, what are you doing this for, girl? Like, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then if she's still, like, not really telling me and I still feel like there's either something more or it doesn't make sense, I'm going to have an honest sit down, like, you know, and then if in that moment I still don't get the truth, then I just have to be supportive and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. Same. Well, I have a mother that doesn't really tell me things, and so I hear it later and I'm like, okay, well then, the last time she visited, she got a tattoo and then she showed me, she's like, my mother is not like a mother that looks like she should have tattoos too. So I was like, she's like, well, it was right down the street, so I got one. I was like, well then, midlife crisis, here we go. Midlife crisis in the house.
How do you guys feel that this Maggie's mom situation is going to pan out? Because Grace Lowe Memorial doesn't have a very good track record on doctors' parents. Like,
they don't.
You know, George's mom died, Meredith's dad died, Karev's dad died. Mm-hmm. Like, all of their parents have died in this hospital.
Yeah.
Do we think this is what's going to happen to Maggie's mom?
I think the mom will survive. Are we talking about predictions already?
No. Okay. I'm just curious as to, like, what you think.
I'm praying that she'll stay alive, because she's, I don't know, maybe she'll be around for a little while. I don't know, but it is very serious.
I think she's going to die.
Oh. Yeah.
You do.
I don't think right away. I think they will drag it out for a few episodes, you know, have her on there for a little bit. But I think in the end, it's going to be like, oh, it started to spread. Because that was, and Jackson started to feel something.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, so something else is going on, and, you know, that's,
and then he went to Meredith and said, your sister needs you.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, this is way. And she's getting every single record on her mother now. She wants to know. She wants to be completely involved. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tough, like, to be involved in it and, like, to know the trajectory at the same time. Woo!
Yeah.
And I was thinking that the Clatches, like, they knew everything that was going on, too. Oh, man.
This was an emotional episode.
It was so emotional.
Yeah, I mean, Grace hasn't had a too bad, like, case. Usually, like, one case is bad and the other one's, like, a feel-good or something. But both of these tonight were just sad.
You know, I kept waiting on Dr. Clatch to, like, stumble over and die. You know those love stories?
Yeah.
Was that where my bad feeling? Like, what's wrong with me? I was like, is my mom okay right now? I was thinking of Notebooks too.
60 years, that's a long time. Like, I really felt like he was like, okay, he's gonna gather his things and go on home.
And they kept the camera on up. I'm like, he's gonna collapse.
I thought so too. But then there was only, like, 5 minutes of the episode.
Yeah,
I mean, I love when they touch up on things like that, because you don't think about those things sometimes. The 60 years, like, what do you do after 6 years and you've been with somebody? You go home by yourself. God.
Man, what? I can't even imagine.
I'm getting a little emotional.
Because it's like, I have a dog that's been with me for 9 years, yeah. And I don't know, every time she breathes funny, I'm like, what was that? Like, are you, don't die on me. Don't die, Ginger. And she's just a dog, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine 60 years of living with a person, and you know all their ways, you know where they're going to go, you know that he likes his peas with his cornbread. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you know so much, and then all of a sudden, one day, they're gone.
And you get in such a habit, like, he may, you know, if he does go on, he continues to live, he'll do things possibly, you know, still thinking she's there. You know what I mean? Just because it's out of habit and so long, and then he'll have to remind himself, like, oh, she's gone, you know?
Yeah.
So that's hard.
And speaking of couples 60 years later, Warren and Bailey had that cute
That was so cute. That was so adorable.
I was like, okay, yeah.
We all know
she's
going to be
you.
She's going to be beating his ass. That's what I can see. She's going to be whipping him into shape.
If you do one more damn operation outside of an operation.
But that was cute. He's like, you're going to be bossy, retired, missing the days you were, you know,
Tuck's
at the hospital.
Wife, I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
But then she got him, too. I thought that was funny. She's like, well, you're going to be telling the same old story, exaggerating it.
Yeah.
Like,
that was cute.
That was a really
beautiful, beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we kind of needed that after everything else is, you know. I don't know, guys.
You know, this episode was great. I really liked
it. It was a really good episode.
This episode.
The surgery went bad because it felt... Oh, yeah. We, Katya, that's what we were saying. We definitely feel like she's talking about Maggie's mom surgery. And because Jackson definitely felt something.
And that, because you mentioned the mom wanting to tell Maggie about the surgery afterwards. And in that moment, I was a little bit nervous because I'm like... Do you want to do that? Because anything can happen in surgery.
Yes.
Even a routine regular surgery.
Yes.
So I'm like, I didn't know where they were
going to
go with this.
Well, that's what happened with George's mom.
So.
She had the hiccups and then she died.
Right.
Do you remember?
That was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, I agree. I'm glad
that was
they,
very emotional, too. The hiccups. And how do you die from hiccups?
Yeah. Right. I'm glad Jackson convinced her to tell her in that moment. I didn't really like Maggie's reaction. I mean, obviously we get what she is. Just going with the file and being like, this is what I need to do. I need to know everything because that's the kind of, you know, character that Maggie is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if your mom is like, come here and give me a hug, like, you need to support your mother right now.
Exactly.
Like, screw trying to know all of the details for this case. You just need to hug her and tell her that she's going to get through this. Like, sometimes that's all people need.
Yes, exactly. And then she said she was angry at Jackson for not telling her. And then,
That's another thing that I was upset about. I'm like, you don't understand, like, patient.
That's his patient.
He can't tell you.
He asked, the patient asked her not to mention it, and she didn't. And then he's like, what can you do to help? You be there for your mother. You love her. You give her a hug, and you support her. That's what you do to when somebody, your loved one is sick.
Yeah.
You know? Like, not be a doctor for a minute and be a daughter.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the mother knew that she would react that
they
way.
They get caught up in that so much. I feel like a lot of them have had that moment where they're just in doctor mode and they need to step back and just be a human, just be compassionate, just be whatever you are to that person, the father, the sister, the mother, whatever, just be that person.
Exactly. And that's why I'm going to loop around, even though it has nothing to do with her, I'm going to loop around back to Edwards. I think it's so important that she's starting to get a little bit more empathy. You know what I mean? And these aren't just charts and, you know.
Yeah. I agree. Sorry, I'm just thinking about what Sloppy Ranger said.
Sloppy Ranger.
Who died because of the hiccups. I could have sworn it was George's mom who came in with the hiccups that in that episode, and then she... Mm-hmm.
See, that's when Kelly will be able to say, episode 14, you know...
Guys, this is why we love having you around, because you, like, keep us in check.
Thank you. Lexi's mom died from hiccups.
She did die, but it wasn't because of hiccups.
And she got mad at Mary.
And
now it's all coming back.
Yes, and now Lexi's mom died, too, so it's like, geez, like, all these...
Carmen, thank you, Carmen.
Andrea Sophia agrees with us, too. She said she screamed at the TV when Maggie was being a brat. I'm like, so we were like, really? I screamed at Amelia too. Well, I wanted to, but then this one right here was like, he was just like, no, I side with her. I understand.
With Amelia?
Yeah.
I like Amelia, you guys. I'm sorry. I might get some hate mail for that, but I like her.
Oh, wow. What a juicy, juicy episode. And I think we have about 7 more episodes in a season.
Okay.
So it's a lot that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Should we go into predictions right now?
Yes.
Say what we think?
Yes.
You guys, we want to know your predictions, too.
Woo! We got the whole thing this time.
TV.
I love these predictions.
All right. We got predictions. What do you guys think? What do you think, Timothy?
So, okay, let's... You know what, Leah, you go first, because I have to get my thoughts together.
All right, well, I think there's going to be a little bit of some drama and a little rift that may start between Meredith and Maggie, because like I said, I think she's going to take that hug a little too far, or add more to it than what it really means, and start liking Riggs again, and then now Meredith has finally come around to going out with Riggs and exploring that relationship, so I think something's going to happen there. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with DeLuca and Joe and Karev.
Yes.
Karev is going to react.
What's your prediction?
I don't know, really. I don't have a prediction. I just want to see how that's going to go. I feel like, so he him telling Edwards was like him having to just blurt it out. He had to tell someone. So I feel like the next step is eventually it's going to get to Joe. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Karev is going to react to it well. He can't really go too crazy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he's in the spot where he has to think about his reaction. Yes. But I don't think Karev is going to take that too well.
Yeah.
No.
I wrote down the same thing. Mm-hmm. DeLuca and Karev, I think they are going to have a little bit of a feud. I think they're going to have like one of those like low-key feuds where they're like, hey, how you doing in front of Joe? But then when it's like behind the scenes, they're going to be like, stay away from my woman.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Did you like that masculine voice?
Yes.
Stay away from my woman. I also think Arizona is going to be like the bridge between Minnick and Weber. Just because I feel like once Weber said, I just need time, I feel like he's coming around. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's coming around in Minnick, so I feel like Arizona's going to be the bridge in that case. Mm-hmm. I feel like what you said earlier, and maybe it was a touch on a prediction, but I feel like Maggie's mom might not make it.
Yeah.
But even if she does, I feel like this is going to force Maggie to mature. Mm-hmm. I feel like she needs to really reevaluate her maturity
levels.
The death
of her mom?
Well, either if she does or she doesn't. I mean, that would mature.
It's going to grow her up. Yeah,
that would mature a person. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. And I feel like Meredith and Riggs are going to start dating, and I want to like it.
Yes. All right, so I think Edwards is going to really start getting even more emotional with each patient. Mm. Like, I see that for her. And then almost to the point where she just needs to take a break, and that's when we are going to see her leave, because everybody keeps mentioning that.
Yeah.
And then I believe Meredith and Nathan are definitely going to be on hold while they're dealing with Maggie, because that's a monkey wrench. And it's going to, like, I know Meredith is going to go into protective big sister mode and... But I in the long haul, Meredith and Nathan are definitely going to make it through the long haul. Karev and DeLuca, that's going to be incredibly awkward and weird. Joe is going to freak the F out. She's not going to be able to deal with it. And that's not going to happen. Joe and DeLuca are not going to happen. That's my prediction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Amelia and Owen, divorce.
Done.
Divorce. Bye.
Bye. I hope that prediction comes true.
Exactly. And then Owen adopts a kid just so he can get that. Yeah. Or maybe he should adopt a Meredith's kid so he can have kids.
Yeah, so that somebody's taking care of these kids, because nobody knows where the kids are.
No, it's not.
Quick little shout out to Linnea Lias. Thank you for clarifying all of those deaths for
us.
Yes, really
thank
quick.
You.
When we're on the show, it's very hard for us to remember everything that has happened. Okay, George's dad died and his mom lived. Meredith's mom died and her dad is still alive. And Alex's dad is dead. Mother is unknown. Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you for the clear. Joe doesn't feel the same. DeLuca is going to be embarrassed of rejection and take it out on Alex. I don't think DeLuca doesn't have it in his beautiful face to take anything out on anyone. Oh yeah, I think he's gorgeous. I think DeLuca is fine, but I don't think he has it in him to be mad, angry, upset. Yeah.
DeLuca.
I just feel like he's just going to say, okay, cool. But it's like, he has feelings for this woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Maggie and Amelia will continue to be acting like brats. That's funny. Andrea said, I predicted they'll both still be brats. You're right about that.
You guys, it's a great prediction. Thank you for keeping us entertained.
That's really funny. That's really, really funny. Wow, what a great show. And what, I mean, I think we have 7 or 8 episodes left, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes, I'm so excited
about the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So you guys stay tuned with us. Keep watching this with us and enjoying it with us. You can find me. Let's say where we can find ourselves.
Okay. Hey, guys. Once again, I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Hey everybody, I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. I will be doing the Unproduced Table Read series tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with Jeff Graham.
And I am Shannon Bobo. You can find me at Shannon Bobo everywhere, and I will follow you back, but make sure you let me know that you found me on Grays Recap. Bye everybody!
Bye you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.